This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. 11 Mile Reservoir in the Central Mountains has seen two drownings over the last week and a half. The Park County Sheriff's Office says one victim was 67 years old, the other was 28. Officials urge people to wear life jackets on the water and to be extra cautious when it's windy. The police officer who faces criminal charges for killing a man last August in Aurora appeared in court today. CPR's Ava Kian has more.
Matthew Neely is facing second-degree murder and manslaughter charges for shooting Rajon Belt Stubblefield after a traffic stop that escalated. At the hearing, Neely accepted a new term of his bond, a protection order for Belt Stubblefield's son, who was there when his father was shot by Neely three times. The shooting was referred to a grand jury that handed down an indictment earlier this month. Neely is currently on unpaid administrative leave. Belt Stubblefield's widow sat in the courtroom, and several people were also there in support of Neely. His next court date is in October. Ava Kian, CPR News.
Disputing a parking ticket in Denver is about to get a whole lot easier again. The city stopped allowing people to dispute tickets online last year amid widespread budget cuts. Since then, the only way to fight a ticket has been in person at the city courthouse during business hours. The city is bringing back online ticket appeals next month. City staff is reviewing each filing to see if the ticket was written in error. Look for a possibility for scattered afternoon thunderstorms up and down the Front Range with temperatures in the 90s. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06.
Focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.